You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Attention, P1s.
Hello. Big deal alert.
Now, another highly addictive moment of the Rise Guys morning show.
Holy crap.
It don't?
Certain parts. But like,
you go to the south side of town, this stuff looks like,
I mean, that's that American ingenuity. We're like, all right, well, we will rebuild. And
well, look at Normandy. Don't ever forget all the people that passed and, you know, all the people that died, Pearl Harbor and things like that. You can't forget because history may repeat itself.
Or it's going to get wiped out like we, you know, the way
back. Or as witnesses die, stories change.
Yeah, severely altered.
Big time.
Yeah.
Because, I mean,
9/11.
Like, to know that as a child, I could have talked to Civil War veterans. And I could have.
Yeah.
I mean, like up in O-Teen, there were Civil War soldiers there when I was a kid.
Like, picture that.
Unbelievable.
On the back end, but still.
P1s, feed your need for DRG at therasguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.